The partial shutdown of the federal government continues to have ramifications across the country, including inside Arkansas. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas says the shutdown was a big part of the Arkansas business and political landscape for the past week.
The federal government shutdown had a major impact on Arkansas's workforce, from the Department of Human Services to the Department of Health and other state agencies. Hundreds of state workers were furloughed as federal funding was put on hold. About 350 Little Rock Air Force Base civilians were placed on furlough, while the Arkansas National Guard halted certain operations, impacting up to 10,000 Guard members. On the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Greers Ferry Dam in Heber Springs, former President Bill Clinton addressed a large crowd who came to the rededication ceremony. Built for flood control on the Little Red River, the $46.7 million dam took 6 years to build, many decades to plan, and it encompasses 31,000 acres and roughly 285 miles of shoreline. It has led to millions of dollars in tourism for the Heber Springs region, which benefits from fishing, skiing, camping, and other lake-related activities. Bentonville-based Arves Bank Group and National Banking Corporation, the holding company for North Little Rock-based National Bank of Arkansas, said they've entered into a definitive agreement for Arves to own the bank. Terms of the deal were undisclosed. The sale is anticipated to close in the fourth quarter of 2013. Boosted by across-the-board September gains in all major revenue categories, Arkansas ended its first fiscal quarter with net revenues 4.2% above last year and 2.3% above forecast. State revenue officials reported that the rise in individual and corporate income taxes and sales and use taxes in September was encouraging, as nothing unusual accounted for the boost. Despite glitches in the new online insurance marketplace, Arkansas officials were encouraged by early participation. The federal government's marketplace website triggered technical problems for the state's online enrollment site, arhealthconnector.org, but insurance department leaders said they felt users would not be deterred. Hino Motors Manufacturing USA will expand its Marion manufacturing facility, adding 200 jobs and investing more than $55 million. The auto parts maker currently employs 350 at its Marion factory. Hino's presence in Arkansas dates to July 2004, when the company broke ground on its manufacturing facility in Marion. Through this expansion, the company will grow its capacity to manufacture axles, knuckles, and suspension components for Toyota's Tacoma, Tundra, and Sequoia models of truck. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business on Ozarks at Large is provided by the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to affordability and reliability. From the state's largest industrial user to the home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity: coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com.